This week, our Art Hounds suggest upcoming arts events, including a comedy on stage that skewers New York City 20-somethings in White River Junction, a winter weekend that gets hot with Cajun food and trad tunes in Montpelier, and a look ahead to a storytelling event that benefits local nonprofits in Windham County. First is Annie Payton. She's from Stratford, and she suggests the new play at Northern Stage in White River Junction called Mad Love.
It's by award-winning playwright Marissa Smith, and it's a wonderful comedy. It's tight, the dialogue is just incredible, and it skewers 20-somethings in New York City. Two brothers and two beautiful women and a wild baseball card and a lizard named Pogo all make up this savvy romantic comedy. I just highly recommend it. It's more than I ever expected. It just knocked my socks off.
See Mad Love through Saturday, February 13th. There are performances each evening at 7:30 and a 2 o'clock matinee on Saturday. Next is musician Chris Hollis from Montpelier. He wants to tell you about the hottest weekend for music and culture.
Summit School of Traditional Music and Culture presents the Spice on Snow Old Time and Cajun Food and Music Festival. There's something for everyone of all ages, with lots of dances and performances and even music classes. There's Cajun food being served over the weekend and many Vermont bands as well. There are free performances happening throughout town.
The Spice on Snow event is February 18th through the 21st. And looking way ahead to April, here's Melissa Galati from East Dummerston.
If you're a fan of storytelling, you don't want to miss the annual Storytellers on a Mission event. It's Saturday, April 9th in Brattleboro. Some of the nation's top storytellers from The Moth, This American Life, and VH1 tell amazing true tales to raise money for youth services of Windham County. This year's event is hosted by Michelle Buteau, who you may have seen on VH1.
That storytelling event benefits local nonprofits in Windham County, and the date is April 9th at 7:30 at Latches Theater. If you have a favorite art event that you don't want other VPR listeners to miss, call the VPR Art Hounds hotline or find out more at vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, working to ensure that every Vermonter has access to the arts. VermontArtsCouncil.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net/arthounds.